Earlier this month, Ann Arbor voters rejected an arts millage that would have replaced the percent for art as a funding source for public art. Councilmember Jane Lum says the voters spoke clearly, so she proposed eliminating the percent for art program. Councilmember Marsha Higgins and a majority of council members, however, voted to table both the proposal to eliminate the percent for art and a second option that would have reduced the types of projects that funded public art. Higgins says next month she will bring a resolution to create a committee to review the Percent for Art program.
Look at what a new ordinance would look like based on all the things that we've learned haven't worked well with this one. And that's going to include talking to community members, it's talking to the Art Commission, what worked, what didn't. This is our time to clean this up. And they have the option of saying, you know, after all the things we've done, we really don't want to move forward with anything, and they come back with a recommendation to repeal it. But it's time to take a deep dive.
Higgins also had a proposal to suspend funding for the Percent for Art program, but this was postponed by council. Chair of the Public Art Commission, Marsha Chamberlain, says the committee creates a chance to work from the beginning on the issue and to get new council members up to speed on the Percent for Art program. Andrew Cluley, WEMU News.